Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Let's look and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 735 and one half is down five. March, 738 and a quarter, now a half down four and three quarters. Soft December wheat, 670 up two and a half. March, 682 and a half up three. December corn, 426 and three quarters, down one and a half. July, 452 and a half, down one and three quarters. November soybeans, 1276 and a half, down three and three quarters. July, 1234 and a half, down a quarter. December soybean meal, $399.10, under $400 for the first time in a while, down $4.50. December soybean oil, 41.78 up 45. December live cattle, 132.15 down 57 and a half. November feeder cattle, 163.95 down 42 and a half. And December lean hogs are 88.92 and a half, and they are down 25.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Corn continues to grind lower, made new lows for its move. And the question that I suppose most people, producers, have is, when will we see some sort of rebound in corn? And if so, from what level? Now, we got word out of the Lind Group that the crop is going to be 14.330 billion bushels when USDA releases its crop production report next Friday with a yield of 163.4. The thing about this number is it's becoming more and more common among traders to banter about these kind of numbers.
Yeah, and I think that someone like Citigroup came out as well either yesterday or late in the afternoon on Wednesday, and we're talking about a 14.6 or 14.7 billion bushel crop too, Dave. So I think what we're seeing here is pretty obviously that the demand fundamentals have come around, and the wetter harvest weather is slowing down that last piece and last chunk of corn harvest, but that has been completely pushed off to the side because of what you're talking about. The market is not just concerned about the potential supply side of what the USDA is going to say on November 8th, a week from today. They're more consumed, and I would even say overwhelmed at this point in terms of the psychology of the trade right now. So to answer your question, I think November 8th is an obvious date that we'd be able to put everything to bed as far as what is the supply, what is the demand, and what is the ending stocks. If you go back and look at the wheat, and I think corn looks and feels a lot like wheat did about 6 months ago. If you look at the wheat market about 6 months ago, it took a couple extra months to get the lows in place versus what the seasonal low would suggest. With the government shutdown, I think probably the corn market was due for a low to come in during this time period. But with the government shutdown, it was probably pushed back 2 to 3 weeks. So I would just simply say that the medium-term fundamentals are still on track with the type of demand we're seeing. We saw China's manufacturing numbers come in at the strongest in 18 months. We saw South Korean exports hit a record high this past month compared to the other September and October data. I would say in the bottom line, the short term could be very, very nasty. The Informa numbers are coming out here later in about 45 minutes to subscribers. And if they come out bigger than 14.3, then maybe the trade will try and push the corn even lower. I think the bottom line here is the trade doesn't want to get caught short or, caught long going into the report, and they want to be factoring in as bearish a report number as they possibly can and think only about supply.
Well, there are some technical targets on the chart that producers could look at. There is one right around 417, And if you don't like that one, if you don't think that can hold, then you might look at 398, 399. Is there the potential that we rally from either of those levels after the report?
Yeah, good question. Two things. There's an extremely strong trend line support on the monthly corn chart around 424, 424.5. So that's a real serious line of support now that we're in the month of November. Mm-hmm. For me, and if you want to talk about how low can we go, I think it goes back to the price model that I use as far as the elasticity. What's the trade trading? You go through 424. You've gone through the idea that we're at a 2 billion or less crop. As you go towards the 415 level, you're pricing in around a 2.1, 2.15 crop. And so that's kind of the numbers that I'm throwing around to clients as far as when the USDA report actually comes out with the carryover number, what is the trade already priced in and what are they already factoring. And so this becomes extremely important because the 14.3 crop, the 14.7 crop, I haven't seen the details of these other private trade guesses, but I wonder if they took any of the harvested acres down at all when it came to the corn. And I think that's still something to look forward to in next week's report because Joe Persaki emailed me back and said, if I've got the data from FSA, it's going into the November 8th report because there were rumors that there was not going to be any acreage changes right next week. So I think you've got some scenarios here where between the demand and the harvested acres, you really got to look at the carryover.
I think that's probably the bottom line. There's so many moving parts that will be the number that will be the teller, won't it?
Especially after the last, losing last month's report, and especially what I've told clients this week is when you look at U.S. fundamentals and the supply side, and you look at the global fundamentals and the demand side, and to a lesser degree the supply side, because we're seeing reductions in Argentina corn acres and therefore reductions in corn production by the USDA attaché, the global fundamentals and the U.S. fundamentals are like night and day right now, and it's only going to be the USDA that rectifies and puts everything right again.
Turn our attention to soybeans, which are now at the low end of its sideways trading range that it did the whole month of October. What will bust it out of this range between where it's trading, what, around 64 at 12 and $13? And what is the likelihood of the direction it will bust out?
Well, I think the beans have been caught up more with the dollar rally. We're up about 2.2% in the dollar index off the lows here with the U.S. equities stock market making new highs, new record highs. That's really brought back some bulls in the dollar, and I think we just had simply some technical short covering on oversold conditions in the dollar. So beans have been taken back by the stronger dollar. Beans have been also taken back by the weaker meal market. Now, this is where if the 1260 level, we lose that in the January beans now that November's in delivery, Dave. I think that's an important level to break below because it opens the door up for another 35 to 50 cent break. And I think this is real important to anybody that's storing or anybody that's long at this stage. So that's a big number, 1260. It would be interesting to see how the meal settles here today because I am starting to see some basis levels improve in the meal. Processors are eager to get meal again, and the basis seems to be perking up because of that. So we have lost meal as a supportive feature this week. It'll be interesting to see if we see some short covering here going into the end of the week.
In about 40 seconds left, producers who haven't priced corn are scratching their heads and saying, how do I get out of this? If you have the whole season to lay out a plan for them to make 25 or 30 cents, what would it look like?
I think December 430 and December 440 corn puts are very good property at this stage still because they're in the money enough that they're not susceptible as much to time decay, and then you have a stop on those if the futures would go back above 446, 447 level, 445 area. Those are the three areas that seem to have stopped the train, in terms of the bull trying to buy into the corn. That, to me, is the smartest play because I still think the cash market and the global fundamentals will bring the cash price and the basis back around once we get through this harvest time.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Let's go ahead and look at the current marketplace. December corn, 426 and a quarter, down two. July, 451 and a half, down two and three quarters. November soybeans, 1271 and three quarters, down eight and a half. And July at 1230 and a quarter, down four and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.